Everybody, I'm with James Palmer of NFL Network. And James, you had a chance to be here for both of these practice sessions. What were your key takeaways?
Well, day one, it really was the Broncos' day. And it was nice to see these three quarterbacks as they go for, you know, who's going to be the starter in the regular season against a secondary that wasn't one of the best in football. And it was a chance, I talked to Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian about it, where it was a time where they got to really see what they could bring to the table when it wasn't a group that knew their cadence, knew their calls, knew the routes. This deep into training camp, the defense, whether they want to, you know, show it or not, know what's coming. Because even going against them day in and day out. And you saw that from both quarterbacks on day one, how well they played. And it was because they got a chance to really go against somebody other than that group. And then when you see that group on the other side, I saw four picks during team session. In the last period, I saw three picks out of like five snaps. And it weren't even really the starters. It was, you know, it was Webster and you know, Todd Davis is a starter. And it was, you know, Lorenzo Doss. And so I think you're seeing how deep this team is. And what I wanted to see also was Joe Staley going against somebody like Shane Ray. Obviously, Vaughn versus Joe Staley is something everybody wants to see, but somebody like Shane Ray, who's trying to really, in his second year, come up to another level, he told me afterwards, he said, take a look at the tape. Tape doesn't lie. I held my own against Joe. So it was nice to see how deep this team is and how talented they are. I got a chance to see the Niners last week, so yeah. It was nice to see that side.
Well, you mentioned that training camp's come to a close. You've been to some other camps. What are the biggest differences between what the Broncos are doing here and what some of these other teams are doing?
Well, it is fun. You know, when you get out in other places, I've been to Seattle, San Diego, Arizona, Houston, San Francisco, you know, Houston, a lot of other places. And really what Gary does is he runs, it's interesting, it's like an up-tempo camp, but at the same time he keeps that same Gary Kubiak work ethic demeanor throughout the entire duration of a practice. And also at the same time, it's neat to see a Super Bowl championship team to come out and it's as hungry as they are. And I think it's because there's still those people saying, you don't know who your quarterback's going to be when you're trying to repeat. There's no way the defense can carry you again. And they have that chip on their shoulder. Not many Super Bowl teams have gone through this. The Ravens went through it, and that's about it in recent memory. So what they've been through over this offseason, it's kind of put a little chip on a Super Bowl team, which you haven't seen, and it's been fun to watch. But when you go to places, and Pete Carroll runs a rock concert up there, and the practice field is right on the lake, and it's right next to the water, and he runs it completely different than Mike McCoy does down in San Diego, and Billy O down in Houston runs things completely different. So it's fun to see the way Gary has changed over the years when I covered him as a beat guy in Houston. It's different, but at the same time, it still has that steady as a train Gary Kubiak demeanor to it.
Last thing for you, this is the Super Bowl champs. From a national perspective, though, what is the perception of this team entering 2016?
I think the perception is really that this is still one of the best defenses in football, and it is, again, could be possibly the best defense in football. They want solid quarterback play, and that's really the one thing that everybody's questioning on the national level is, one, Mark Sanchez has almost a 1-to-1 quarterback to interception ratio in his career. Why would that be any different now than the past? I would say Gary has a track record of really helping quarterbacks, so maybe that changes. The other one is Trevor Siemian. Everybody asks, who is Trevor Siemian? I have to explain that when I'm at other camps, that he is a guy that can actually spin it. I think those are the two biggest takeaways, and one of the biggest things that people really don't talk about is the quarterback position and how Gary has the ability to transform it and make players successful when they haven't been successful in the past. I think the national perspective is they can't really repeat, and I don't want to say I agree with that, but a lot of things went their way. They have to stay healthy. Good thing avoiding the Derek Wolfe thing was, you know, that being minor was huge. If they have the ability to stay healthy on the defensive and offensive side of the ball, I think there's no reason why they couldn't really be in the conversation to repeat.
Thanks for the time, my man.
No problem.